Welcome to another episode of Virtually Speaking, a TechNet radio presentation. I'm your host, Yang Cho, a technology evangelist at Microsoft. In the last few episodes, we started in a high-level overview introduction of system management automation, Azure automation, and then we get into a specific of how to operate and how to install and operate system management automation. And in this particular episode, I'm so glad we have a subject matter expert on SMA, and specifically, we're gonna learn some of the new tools that's available in system management automation. With that, I'm gonna bring in our expert, Bruno. Bruno, are you there?
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Hi, tell us a little bit about yourself and what do you do and your team.
Sure. So I'm part of the Windows Server and System Center CAD team. We work on a lot of stuff that are related to product and solution adoption on the Microsoft stack. For example, running the beta program, for example, and also sharing the knowledge we get back with engineering and outbound through our blog, like you may know about the Building Clouds blog, for example. So we do that kind of stuff.
Well, thank you. We're so glad to have you because this automation series, we are bringing a lot of experts, and it's really great to have you guys share your expertise, give us insight. And I know you have recently focused on developing a lot of tools, and I can't wait to really learn more from you. So in terms of system management automation, as an IT pro on a day-to-day basis, what are those tools that's available in SMA for me to use?
Sure. So you've seen in the previous episode SMA itself as an engine and so on. And what we've been providing is something called SMA Runbook Toolkit that we call SMART. And SMART aims at providing tools to help with adopting, ramping up, using SMA on a day-to-day basis, you know, to achieve tasks like how can I understand my runbook dependencies, for example? How can I export these runbooks? How do I migrate the concept from Orchestrator, also part of System Center, to SMA? So we're going to see more of this in the demos where I'm going to show you use cases of the tools, but it's really to help, you know, on a day-to-day basis with SMA.
Hey, Bruno, so we, in the last few episodes, we talked about system management automation, Azure automation. Now, specifically, since you're here, I want to know, what's the role and significance of system management automation relevant to Microsoft private cloud, Azure, and hybrid deployment scenarios?
Sure. So, I mean, as an automation technology, I mean, SMA, service management automation, is, you know, critical to automate operational tasks and integrate existing processes and tools customers may have in private, hybrid, public clouds. And as an example, we just announced the Cloud Platform System, which is a way to provide Azure services in a box on-premise. And SMA is heavily used inside that to automate various tasks that would be otherwise time-consuming and error-prone. And the great thing is that there is consistency between SMA on-premise and Azure automation in the public cloud, which makes it easy to work with both engines. So the concept that we'll see in the tools could be extended to Azure as well.
Cool. Now, you mentioned the recent announcement of the Cloud Platform System. I think that was announced on October 20th. And, you know, Chris, our producer, if you're there taking notes, I think maybe we should do a special episode for this because it's a great, great solution for us. Now, with that in mind, I also want to ask you, Bruno, so what exactly is the toolkit? I mean, what's new and how it's relevant to enterprise cloud computing environment and Azure?
Okay, so the SMA Runbook Toolkit that we like to call SMART aims at, you know, providing a few sample tools to help adopting, ramping up with using SMA on a day-to-day basis. So to help, you know, achieve tasks like how can I view the dependencies of my runbooks, for example? How can I export these runbooks? How can I migrate the concept that are existing today in System Center Orchestrator to SMA as people adopt this new platform for automation.
I see. So it's like the many of our IT processes and operation, we can use the tool and to help up to really facilitate it. Now, you mentioned the tool is called SMART, right? You know what? I can't wait for you to show us. I think after that, I'm going to getting smarter on this whole thing. So, Bruno, are you ready to do some demo for us?
Sure, of course. Okay, so I'm going to show you some quick demonstration about the Smart Toolkit. So when you download Smart, you're going to get a zip file with three folders for the three different tools that are part of the toolkit. I'm going to show them one by one to you, starting with the first one, which is the import and export tool. So the import and export tool is actually something we had for nearly a year. It has been initially created by someone else in the same team as me. And what we just added is actually some sort of graphical user interface to make it easier to use for first-time users. So what does this tool do? If you look at a Windows Azure Pack installation where you can find SMA installation, the administration page for SMA will be in that portal, and you can see the different runbooks there. There are some options in the runbooks to import and export, but one thing to understand when you start working with SMA is that there is also some sort of assets where you can have variables. You can see the different settings when I add one, like, you know, variables, schedule, credential, connection that are used, artifacts being used by the runbooks as they run in the background. And the import and export that is out of the box with SMA, by default, export the runbooks themselves, not all the depending assets and so on. So again, we developed that tool initially about a year ago, the import and export tool, so that it would, you know, do some export self-contained of the runbooks and all their dependencies. And what we just added is the graphical user interface, so that you don't have to run it from the command line, but you can still run it from the command line as needed. So basically, what you would get is this PS1 file, and you just right-click, run it with PowerShell. This file is going to actually elevate itself to run as administrator, and it's going to connect to the SMA instance to display some import and export options. So you can, again, graphically choose what you want to import and export. We will see when the tool is run that, for example, when it does an export, if you want to export, you will be able to select, for example, your runbooks by tags, which is a classic recommendation when you work with SMA to use tags to group your runbook. So you can say, okay, I'm going to export all the runbook for this project, for example, and I want to export the assets at the same time, meaning the variables, credential, and so on. I can do also the import. So it surfaces the options from the tool in a graphical manner to make it more easy. There is even an export all runbooks as well. So that's the first one. And by the way, you may have noticed that's going to be something recurring in the different tools. All the tools as part of the toolkit are written in PowerShell, meaning even if they provide the graphical user interface, you can still, you know, open the file, look at how it's working. You can make updates, enhancements, and obviously we would recommend sharing it back with the community if you do that. But it's, you know, it's fully open in the way it's provided. So that's the first tool, the import and export tool. The second one I'm going to show you is the Documentation and Conversion Helper. So this tool is more geared towards existing System Center Orchestrator users. So what it does is, when you're using System Center Orchestrator today, so the automation engine that's part of System Center, you may have some runbooks, graphical runbooks like this that you are working with. And as you look at SMA, you may need to do different things. You may want to assess what you're running into Orchestrator to understand what you've got running right now. And you may also want to understand what's going to be the impact if I want to move this to SMA. So the Documentation and Conversion Helper tool as part of Smart helps with these two tasks. So I'm going to run it so that you see what I'm talking about. Again, just right-click, run with PowerShell. It's going to also elevate itself if needed. And then it's going to connect to Orchestrator, in this case, to the Orchestrator database. And it's going to display the list of runbooks. So if you look here in the tool, you've got the same structure that you would see here in Orchestrator. So it's really reading the same set of runbooks. And the first thing I'm going to show you is how you can use the Documentation and Conversion Helper tool to document what you've got today in Orchestrator, to understand it before possibly moving to SMA. So for example, I've got this runbook here that does a set of tasks, very simple RAND books with two branches and so on. You may want to understand and to document it for, you know, someone else in the organization or for management, for example. So you can say I can select that tool here and I can say I want to export, I want to document it as, for example, Visio and Word first. So I'm going to click on export. What's going to happen, it's going to read the description of the RAND books and it's going to represent it outside of Orchestrator, but in this case, in Visio format first. So you're going to see it as I speak. It's going to build the same RAND book, but in Visio. So you can save that and share that, you know, put that on a SharePoint site or wherever you store the documentation for the RAND book for someone to look at it. And now that it's finished the Visio one, it's going into creating the Word one. That's going to be spending a little bit more time because it's going to be documenting more details about the dependencies, the content of the RAND book, and so on. So that's going to continue running into the background as you know we continue speaking. So that really helps. The idea is really to again to help document that so that you basically understand what you're running before even you know trying to move it to SMA, like you know assessment before migration. So that's the first feature of the tool. As it finishes doing the export in Word, I'm going to start explaining the other function of this documentation and conversion helper tool, which is to help you migrate to SMA. It's important to understand that migrating to SMA is, you're probably not going to take an existing Orchestrator RAND book and just run it in SMA. The idea there is more to help, and that's why we've got helper in the naming of the tool. It's more to help understand migration impact and basic syntax. Like if you're fully new to SMA and to Windows Porsche workflows, you may not be fully familiar with, you know, the way you declare a workflow, the way you declare parameters and so on. So for that, that's what this tool will also help you when you pick, now that it's finished the Visio and Word export, if I was to pick now the export to PowerShell and workflow, you will see what it creates for the same RAND books. I'm going to pick skeleton only here, and I'm going to explain what it does. When I do that, it's going to launch IAC, and basically it's going to try to convert my RAND book to what it would look like as a PowerShell workflow in SMA. So I purposely chose skeleton mode, and we're going to see the non-skeleton mode after that. But you see skeleton mode, if I show you the RAND book on the side as well, it's really saying these are the different objects that are being called, and in parallel, this is what it's doing depending on what we have in each branch here. You see, depending on the disk space and the free space, is going through that branch or not. And it's just showing me that. So again, it helps me understand what would this RAND book look like if I was doing this in SMA. So to set expectations, it doesn't do everything. Again, I don't expect someone to solely rely on this because you might want to, before migrating to SMA, actually rethink your RAND books to maybe do them in a different manner and so on. But it helps understand, and in worst case, it helps to just document them more in a PowerShell friendly format. If I show you with a more complex RAND book actually, and so that you see the non-skeleton mode, the full capabilities of that tool when it comes to converting to PowerShell. If I show you a RAND book that's a little bit more complex, like here, I should have a deployment RAND book that deploys a virtual machine and does more stuff. Let's go here. So this RAND book talks to virtual machine manager and either deploys a new service template, or that's what it does here, or if the service already exists, it scales out the service. And you can see that one is actually not just standard activities in Orchestrator, but also PowerShell-based activities. So this is really using pure PowerShell. So that's actually going to make it easier if we want to port this to SMA. So if I go to the tool and try to export this one, I'm going to go to the subroutine, deployment, pick the same one. I'm just picking export to PowerShell workflow. I'm not using skeleton this time. if I do this, it's going to launch IAC again. And this time you will see the longer output, because again, I didn't pick the skeleton mode. So I can see the name of my workflow taken from the name of Orchestrator. It has taken all the parameters that I had in my runbook here and converted them to PowerShell parameters. Again, you may want to change that, but it helps you, you know, do the foundation work. Then there are activities that it cannot convert because they are not PowerShell based. So it tells you, okay, I had a get service activity, for example, that was calling, talking to virtual machine manager. These were the different filters I had in the activity. So it, you know, I could then, as a user, I could just remove the comments and change that by to use actual PowerShell script if I want. But then down the road, when it encountered some PowerShell activities like we have in there, it actually dumps directly the PowerShell content and tells you if it's using variables or, you know, what we call published data from the script. So all of this is going to be provided in there, again, to help as a starting point for the user. And even at the end, you will see some summary to tell you, okay, my runbook was using these variables, how many times, here is the current value in Orchestrator. So again, to have everything in a single location as a starting point so that you can move on to the migration to SMA if that makes sense for you at this time. So that's the second tool. I'm going to close this. And then I'm going to close this tool. I'm going to close the different output that it created. And you can see it was very similar. Obviously, that was the goal, right? Documentation of the runbook. And the last one I'm going to show you is actually something we published last month as part of the toolkit. It's called the Visualization and Dependency Mapping Tool. So that one, we're back at someone already using SMA, and you saw that in SMA, I've got my list of runbooks. I can classify them by tags. So for example, I can say, let's look at all my runbooks that are classified by tags, for example, and I can see them and so on. But I don't really see very easily, unless I've got a specific naming convention, I don't really see which runbooks are calling which other runbooks, or is this runbook, for example, calling a specific variable? So there are PowerShell commandlets to achieve that kind of things and so on, but we wanted to provide a way to do that in a simple manner. So that's where the visualization and dependency mapping tool comes in. So I'm going to run it, similar as the other ones, right-click, run with PowerShell. This one, so when I run it, it's going to connect to SMA, and it's going to give me a way to select the runbooks I want to visualize together to see what are their interdependencies and what are the different assets, meaning variables, credentials, connection that they are using when they run. So that, you know, if I want to make a change to the runbook, I know what's going to be impacted. Or if I want to explain to someone how the runbooks work together, it makes things easier. So you see, when the tool runs, it provides me a way to pick my runbooks at step one here. So I can pick any combination of the runbooks in this list, or I can pick even a runbook that I've got exported on disk. The most classic use case is probably to pick the runbooks by the tags, because that's how we recommend by default already to classify the runbooks. So in this example, I'm going to pick this tag here because I've got about 20 runbooks classified under these tags and they all work together, so we should see some interconnection. And I'm on purpose taking these two here. They are not related to the first one I checked, but we will see when we visualize that they are not. So it will be a nice way to see how everything is tied together. So I'm picking these runbooks here, and I'm going to say that I want to visualize them in PowerShell. I mean, the dependency, I want to visualize them in the PowerShell console. I want to visualize them in Visio and in Visual Studio. So I click on Visual Dependencies, and the tool is actually going to do a different set of things. It's going to connect again to the web service, going to collect how many runbooks needs to work with, because there may be, you know, duplicates we chose in the dropdown, and so it's handling all that. And we can see here it's actually It found that it needs to work with 22 RAND books. And then it's going to gather the dependencies of the RAND books here. And we can see already that that's the first output in the PowerShell console because I select that. I'm going to show it to you while the rest is working. And we can see that for each of the RAND books, it tells me what are the RAND book dependencies for this RAND book, what are the variable dependency for this RAND book, the credential dependency for this RAND books, which lines it happened, how many times. And you can see the background, it's already doing the same work in Visio, so where it's going to drop a box for each RAND book and then draw the links. I'm just, you know, switching back and forth between the application, but I'm not doing this as I speak, obviously. So it's drawing it automatically, the dependencies, and it's going to finish in Visio by, on the right side, displaying all the variables and credential dependencies so that I've got a clear idea about where everything is being called. So we can see this running here on the side. The last one it's going to run is in, and it's running now, is in Visual Studio, and that's probably the more graphical and the nicest one to see. It's going to be what we call a DGML output, and we will see the 22 RAND books together in a single graphical view, where you can see my, remember I picked a tag where I've got, I had about 18 RAND books, all of them tied together. So if I actually maybe if I zoom a little bit so you can see better on the screen. So we can see how these RAND books are being called together at which lines here. So this means, for example, that this RAND books was calling these RAND books at line 84 and 129. If I hover on the RAND book, I can see the different variables it's calling or credentials if that applies and so on. So again, makes it very easy to understand what are my SMA RAND books doing and document them for anybody who would need that. So in a nutshell, that's what the different tools in the toolkit are doing, the three tools that we have today, and can also what I can put on the screen at the same time is our blog post where you can find actually the links to this tool and the specific blog post that talks about the SMA RAND book toolkit, where the three tools are summarized with different deep dive links to understand, you know, how the tool worked and so on, which should be similar to what I did in the demonstration.
Wow, Bruno, that's a great demo. I mean, you show us so much. And I was busy writing notes. That's why I didn't want to interrupt you. Now, I want to make sure I got all the notes right. And so you show us three tools, right? The first one is called Export-Import Tools. It helps us to build the assets, like, you know, different little script that we have developed, help us to build the assets into SMA. And then the second one you show us is the conversion tools, which we can bring the RAND books from Orchestrator into SMA environment. Now, this is all cool, but I also want to ask you the question. I mean, why do ID Pro want to convert that into SMA environment from Orchestrator?
Sure, no, it's a great question. It's so the idea is that SMA has a lot of benefits compared to what you can do today with Orchestrator. And that includes, the first one that you notice is the fact that it's PowerShell based in the automation, meaning that you don't have to be on a treadmill to wait, you know, for specific integration packs, as we call them in Orchestrator, to have, you know, actions you can execute. So you can leverage any of the numerous, you know, PowerShell modules that are available out there directly within a RAND book. And it's also very consistent. Again, it's the same code base as the Azure automation. So what you do on-premise can easily be done also in the public cloud. You can also do stuff in a hybrid cloud because you could have, you know, SMA on-premise talking to Azure Virtual Machine or the other way around as well. So by getting into the SMA bandwagon today, you really make it easy to address hybrid cloud and to get into the PowerShell mindset that really maps very well to all the DevOps culture, I would say.
Great. Thank you for that insight. And the last tool you show us is the visualization and dependency tool. Boy, I love that tool. I love to see those graphs because, you know, you show us such a complex process, but with the visualization, you can quickly identify those dependency. Yep. I mean, that's just a great tool. Now, at the end, you show us through Visual Studio. I am assuming that in order to actually get that portion, I probably need a locally install or a Visual Studio.
Yes, that's correct. Depending on the what tool you want to visualize the runbook into, like if you want to pick Visual, you're going to need Visual locally. If you want to look at the Visual Studio output, you're going to need Visual Studio. That being said, there is a tip on that because we heard feedback that people wanted to, for example, run that on SME in a disconnected environment where they may not have Visual Studio. What you can actually do is run the tool on a machine that doesn't have Visual Studio to generate the DGML file, the export, and then you can copy that to a machine that has Visual Studio and where you can visualize it.
That's great. And I think this is also good news for developers because when they use Visual Studio, they can use these tools to really see, the deployment process and identify the dependencies and all that. I think this is a great, great tool. And you know what, Bruno, I got news for you. The smart tool actually make me smarter, I think. With that, I want to thank you so much, Bruno, to share so much with us. And thank you for the great insights. And we definitely want to, take another opportunity to take a serious look of all these tools that you have provided, and you have made us job much easier. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you for having me. Thank you very much.
For that, this is Yang Chou. And before I go, I want to thank our producer, Chris Caldwell, behind the scene, always does the heavy lifting for us so we can deliver this great content for you. Until then, this is Yang Chou signing off.